Chapter 20. Keeping. But I doubt that lodging will not serve me when I come back. I would have a larger place for books, and a stable, if possible. So pray be so kind to pay the lodging, and all accounts about it, and get Mrs. Brent to put up my things. I would have no books put in that trunk where my papers are. If you do not think of going to the bath, I here send you a bill on Parvisel for £20 Irish, out of which you will pay for the lodging, and score the rest to me. Do as you please, and love poor Presto, that loves M.D. better than his life 1,000,000,000 of times. Farewell, M.D., etc., etc. Letter 21. London, April 14, 1711. Remember, sirs, that there are but 9 days between the dates of my two former letters. I sent away my 20th this moment, and now I'm writing on like a fish, as if nothing was done. But there was a cause for my hasting away the last, for fear it should not come time enough before a new quarter began. I told you where I dined today, but forgot to tell you what I believe, that Mr. Harley will be Lord Treasurer in a short time, and other great removes and promotions made. This is my thought, etc. 15. I was this morning with Mr. Secretary, and he is grown pretty well. I dined with him today, and drank some of that wine which the Duke of Tuscany used to send to Sir William Temple. One, he always sent some to the chief ministers. I liked it mightily, but he does not, and he ordered his butler to send me a chest of it tomorrow. Would to God M.D. had it. The Queen is well again, and was at chapel today, etc. 16. I went with Ford into the city today, and dined with Stratford, and drank Tokay, and then we went to the auction, but I did not lay out above 12 shillings. My head is a little out of order tonight, though no formal fit. My Lord Keeper has sent to invite me to dinner tomorrow, and you'll dine better with the Dean, and God bless you. I forgot to tell you that yesterday was sent me a narrative printed, with all the circumstances of Mr. Harley's stabbing. I had not time to do it myself, so I sent my hints to the author of the Atalantis, too, and as he has cooked it into a sixpenny pamphlet, in her own style, only the first page is left as I was beginning it. But I was afraid of disobliging Mr. Harley or Mr. St. John in one critical point about it, and so would not do it myself. It is worth your reading, for the circumstances are all true. My chest of Florence was sent me this morning, and cost me 7 and 6 pence to 2 servants. I would give 2 guineas you had it, etc. 17. I was so out of order with my head this morning, that I was going to send my excuses to my Lord Keeper. But however I got up at 11, and walked thereafter too, and stayed till 8. There was Sir Thomas Mansell, Prior, George Granville, and Mr. Caesar, 3, and we were very merry. My head is still wrong, but I have had no formal fit, only I totter a little. I have left off snuff altogether. I have a noble roll of tobacco for grating, very good. Shall I send it to M.D., if she likes that sort? My Lord Keeper and our this day's company are to dine on Saturday with George Granville, and tomorrow I dine with Lord Anglesea. 18. Did you ever see such a blundering goose cap as Presto? I saw the number 21 atop, and so I went on, as if it were the day of the month, whereas this is but Wednesday the 18th. How shall I do to blot and alter them? I have made a shift to do it behind, but it is a great botch. I dined with Lord Anglesea today, but did not go to the House of Commons about the yarn. My head was not well enough. I know not what is the matter, it has never been thus before. 2 days together giddy from morning till night, but not with any violence or pain, and I totter a little, but can make shift to walk. I doubt I must fall to my pills again. I think of going into the country a little way. I tell you what you must do henceforward. You must enclose your letter in a fair half sheet of paper, and direct the outside, O Erasmus Lewis Esquire, at my Lord Dartmouth's office at Whitehall. For I never go to the coffee house, and they will grudge to take in my letters. I forgot to tell you that your mother was to see me this morning and brought me a flask of sweet water for a present, admirable for my head, but I shall not smell to it. She is going to Sheen with Lady Gifford. She would fain send your papers over to you or give them to me. Say what you would have done, and it shall be done, because I love Stella, and she is a good daughter, they say, and so is Dingley. 19. This morning General Webb was to give me a visit. He goes with a crutch and stick, yet was forced to come up 2 pair of stairs. I promised to dine with him, but afterwards sent my excuses, and dined privately in my friend Lewis's lodgings at Whitehall, with whom I had much business to talk of, relating to the public and myself. Little Harrison the Tatler goes tomorrow to the secretaryship I got him at The Hague, and Mr. St. John has made him a present of 50 guineas to bear his charges. And I a good friend? Why are not you a young fellow, that I might prefer you? I had a letter from Burnage from Kinsale. He tells me his commission for Captain Lieutenant was ready for him at his arrival. So there are 2 jacana pieces I have done with. My head is something better this evening, though not well. 20. I was this morning with Mr. Secretary, whose packets were just come in, and among them a letter from Lord Peterborough to me. He writes so well, I have no mind to answer him, and so kind, that I must answer him. The Emperor's 4 death must, I think, cause great alterations in Europe, and, I believe, will hasten a peace. We reckon our King Charles will be chosen Emperor, and the Duke of Savoy set up for Spain, but I believe he will make nothing of it. Dr. Frayne and I dined in the city at a printer's, and it has cost me 2 shillings in coach hire, and a great deal more this week and month, which has been almost all rain, with now and then sunshine, and is the truest April that I have known these many years. The lime trees in the park are all out in leaves, though not large leaves yet. Wise people are going into the country, but many think the Parliament can hardly be up these 6 weeks. Mr. Harley was with the Queen on Tuesday. I believe certainly he will be Lord Treasurer. I have not seen him this week. 21. Morning. Lord Keeper, and I, and Prior, and Sir Thomas Mansell, have appointed to dine this day with George Granville. My head, I thank God, is better, but to be giddyish 3 or 4 days together mortified me. I take no snuff, and I will be very regular in eating little, and the gentlest meats. How does poor Stella just now, with her deans and her stoits? Do they give you health for the money you lose at Amber, sir? What say you to that? Poor Dingley frets to see Stella lose that 4 and 11 pence, the other night. Let us rise. Morrow, sirs. I will rise, spite of your little teeth. Good morrow. At night. Oh, faith, you are little dear saucer boxes. I was just going in the morning to tell you that I began to want a letter from M.D., and in 4 minutes after Mr. Ford sends me one that he had picked up at St. James Coffee House, for I go to no coffee house at all. And, faith, I was glad at heart to see it, and to see Stella so brisk. Oh Lord, what pretending! Well, but I will not answer it yet. I'll keep it for t'other side. Well, we dined today according to appointment. Lord Keeper went away at near 8, I at 8, and I believe the rest will be fairly fuddled, for young Harcourt, 5, Lord Keeper's son, began to prattle before I came away. It will not do with Prior's lean carcass. I drink little, miss my glass often, put water in my wine, and go away before the rest, which I take to be a good receipt for sobriety. Let us put it into rhyme, and so make a proverb, drink little at a time, put water with your wine, miss your glass when you can, and go off the first man. God be thanked, I am much better than I was, though something of a totterer. I ate but little today, and of the gentlest meat. I refused ham and pigeons, pea soup, stewed beef, cold salmon, because they were too strong. I take no snuff at all, but some herb snuff prescribed by Dr. Radcliffe. Go to your deans, you couple of queens. I believe I said that already. What care I? What cares presto? 22. Morning. I must rise and go to the secretary's. Mr. Harley has been out of town this week to refresh himself before he comes into Parliament. Oh, but I must rise, so there is no more to be said. And so morrow, sir, as both. Night. I dined today with the secretary, who has engaged me for every Sunday, and I was an hour with him this morning deep in politics, where I told him the objections of the October Club, and he answered all except one, that no inquiries are made into past mismanagement. But indeed I believe they are not yet able to make any. The late ministry were too cunning in their rogueries, and fenced themselves with an act of general pardon. I believe Mr. Harley must be Lord Treasurer, yet he makes one difficulty which is hard to answer. He must be made a lord, and his estate is not large enough, and he is too generous to make it larger, and if the ministry should change soon by any accident, he will be left in the suds. Another difficulty is, that if he be made a peer, they will want him prodigiously in the House of Commons, of which he is the great mover, and after him the secretary, and hardly any else of weight. 2 shillings more today for coach and chair. I shall be ruined. 23. So you expect an answer to your letter, do you so? Yes, yes, you shall have an answer, you shall, young women. I made a good pun on Saturday to my Lord Keeper. After dinner we had coarse doily napkins, 6, fringed at each end, upon the table, to drink with. My Lord Keeper spread one of them between him and Mr. Prior. I told him I was glad to see there was such a friendship, between Mr. Prior and his lordship. Prior swore it was the worst he ever heard. I said I thought so too. But at the same time I thought it was most like one of Stella's that ever I heard. I dined today with Lord Mountjoy, and this evening saw the Venetian Ambassador, 7, coming from his first public audience. His coach was the most monstrous, huge, fine, rich gilt thing that ever I saw. I loitered this evening, and came home late. 24. I was this morning to visit the Duchess of Ormond, 8, who has long desired it, or threatened she would not let me visit her daughters. I sat an hour with her, and we were good company, when in came the Countess of Bellamont, 9, with a pox. I went out, and we did not know one another, yet hearing me named, she asked, "What, is that Dr. Swift?" Said she and I were very well acquainted, and fell a railing at me without mercy, as a lady told me that was there, yet I never was but once in the company of that drab of a countess. Sir Andrew Fountain and I dined with my neighbor Van. I design in 2 days, if possible, to go lodge at Chelsea for a year, and put myself under a necessity of walking to and from London every day. I writ this post to the Bishop of Clare a long politic letter, to entertain him. I am to buy statues and harness, 10, for them, with a vengeance. I have packed and sealed up MD's 12 letters against I go to Chelsea. I have put the last commissions of MD in my account book, but if there be any former ones, I have forgot them. I have Dingley's pocket book down, and Stella's green silk apron, and the pound of tea. Pray send me word, if you have any other, and down they shall go. I will not answer your letter yet, saucy boxes. You are with the Dean just now, Madam Stella, losing your money. Why do not you name what number you have received? You say you have received my letters, but do not tell the number. 25. I was this day dining in the city with very insignificant, low, and scurvy company. I had a letter from the Archbishop of Dublin, with a long denial of the report raised on him, 11, which yet has been since assured to me from those who say they have it from the first hand, but I cannot believe them. I will show it to the secretary tomorrow. I will not answer yours till I get to Chelsea. 26. Chelsea. I have sent 2 boxes of lumber to my friend Dartnoff's house, and my chest of Florence and other things to Mrs. Van Omrug, where I dined today. I was this morning with the secretary, and showed him the Archbishop's letter, and convinced him of his Grace's innocence, And I will do the same to Mr. Harley. I got here in the stagecoach with Patrick and my portmanteau for sixpence, and pay 6 shillings a week for one silly room with confounded coarse sheets. 12. We have had such a horrible deal of rain, that there is no walking to London, and I must go as I came until it mends. And besides, the whelp has taken my lodging as far from London as this town could afford, at least half a mile farther than he need. But I must be content. The best is, I lodge just over against Dr. Atterbury's house, and yet perhaps I shall not like the place the better for that. Well, I will stay till tomorrow, before I answer your letter, and you must suppose me always writing at Chelsea from henceforward, till I alter, and say London. This letter goes on Saturday, which will be just a fortnight. So go and cheat Goody Stoit, etc. 27. Do you know that I fear my whole chest of Florence's turned sour? At least the two first flasks were so, and hardly drinkable. How plague unfortunate am I! And the secretary's own is the best I ever tasted. And I must not tell him, but be as thankful as if it were the best in Christendom. I went to town in the sixpenny stage today, and hearing Mr. Harley was not at home, I went to see him, because I knew by the message of his lying porter that he was at home. He was very well, and just going out, but made me promise to dine with him. And betwixt that and indeed strolling about, I lost £4.7 at play with a bookseller, and got but about half a dozen books. 13. I will buy no more books now, that's certain. Well, I dined at Mr. Harley's, came away at 6, shifted my gown, cassock, and periwig, and walked hither to Chelsea, as I always design to do when it is fair. I am heartily sorry to find my friend the secretary stand a little ticklish with the rest of the ministry. There have been one or two disobliging things that have happened, too long to tell. And t'other day in Parliament, upon a debate of about 35 millions that have not been duly accounted for, Mr. Secretary, in his warmth of speech and zeal for his friend Mr. Bridges, 14, on whom part of the blame was falling, said he did not know that either Mr. Bridges or the late ministry were at all to blame in this matter, which was very desperately spoken, and giving up the whole cause. For the chief quarrel against the late ministry was the ill management of the treasure, and was more than all the rest together. I had heard of this matter. But Mr. Foley, 15, beginning to discourse today at table, without naming Mr. St. John, I turned to Mr. Harley, and said if the late ministry were not to blame in that article, he, Mr. Harley, ought to lose his head for putting the Queen upon changing them. He made it a jest, but by some words dropped, I easily saw that they take things ill of Mr. St. John, and by some hints given me from another hand that I deal with, I am afraid the secretary will not stand long. This is the fate of courts. I will, if I meet Mr. St. John alone on Sunday, tell him my opinion, and beg him to set himself right, else the consequences may be very bad. For I see not how they can well want him neither, and he would make a troublesome enemy. But enough of politics. 28. Morning. I forgot to tell you that Mr. Harley asked me yesterday how he came to disoblige the Archbishop of Dublin. Upon which, having not his letter about me, I told him what the bishop had written to me on that subject, 16, and desired I might read him the letter some other time. But after all, from what I have heard from other hands, I am afraid the Archbishop is a little guilty. Here is one Brent Spencer, a brother of Mr. Proby's, 17, who affirms it, and says he has leave to do so from Charles Durring, 18, who heard the words, and that Ingoldsby, 19, abused the Archbishop, etc. Well, but now for your saucy letter. I have no room to answer it. Oh yes, enough on t'other side. Are you no sicker? Stella jeers presto for not coming over by Christmas. But indeed Stella does not jeer, but reproach. Poor presto. And how can I come away, and the first fruits not finished? I am of opinion the Duke of Ormond will do nothing in them before he goes, which will be in a fortnight, they say. and then they must fall to me to be done in his absence. No, indeed, I have nothing to print. You know they have printed the Miscellanies 20 already. Are they on your side yet? If you have my snuff box, I will have your strong box. Hi, does Stella take snuff again? Or is it only because it is a fine box? Not the medal, but the medley. 21, you fool. Yes, yes, a wretched thing, because it is against you Tories. Now I think it very fine, and the examiner a wretched thing. Twist your mouth, sirrah. Discard, and what you will read in the narrative. 22, I ordered to be written, and nothing else. The Spectator is written by Steele, with Addison's help. It is often very pretty. Yesterday it was made of a noble hint I gave him long ago for his tailors, about an Indian supposed to write his travels into England. 23, I repent he ever had it. I intended to have written a book on that subject. I believe he has spent it all in one paper, and all the under hints there are mine too, but I never see him or Addison. The Queen is well, but I fear, will be no long liver, for I am told as he has sometimes the gout in her bowels. I hate the word bowels. My ears have been, these 3 months past, much better than any time these 2 years, but now they begin to be a little out of order again. My head is better, though not right. But I trust to air and walking. You have got my letter, but what number? I suppose 18. Well, my shin has been well this month. No, Mrs. Wesley, 24, came away without her husband's knowledge, while she was in the country. As he has written to me for some tea. They lie, Mr. Harley's wound was very terrible. He had convulsions, and very narrowly escaped. The bruise was 9 times worse than the wound. He is weak still. Well, Brooks married. I know all that. I am sorry for Mrs. Walseye. I hope 'tis better. Oh yes, you are great walkers. But I have heard them say, much talkers, little walkers. And I believe I may apply the old proverb to you, if you talked no more than you walked, those that think you wits would be balked. Yes, Stella shall have a large printed Bible. I have put it down among my commissions for M.D. I am glad to hear you have taken the fancy of intending to read the Bible. Pox take the box. Is not it come yet? This is trusting to your young fellows, young women. 'Tis your fault. I thought you had such power with Stern that he would fly over Mount Atlas to serve you. You say you are not splenetic. But if you be, faith, you will break poor Presto's. I will not say the rest. But I vow to God, if I could decently come over now, I would, and leave all schemes of politics and ambition forever. I have not the opportunities here of preserving my health by writing, etc., that I have in Ireland, and the want of health is a great cooler of making one's court. You guess right about my being bit with a direction from Walls, and the letter from M.D. I believe I described it in one of my last. This goes tonight. And I must now rise, and walk to town, and walk back in the evening. God Almighty. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.